This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. This month I've been teaching for several medical schools in China. In one large class, a group of faculty debated which health conditions are most important to improve the health of their country. The list generated by the medical and nursing and dentistry and public health faculty was very similar to what American faculty would generate. Heart disease, obesity, diabetes, access to health care, differences in quality between different hospitals, food safety, and mental health all topped their list. One notable difference was their strong concern about violence. Violence, I asked? You mean like by gangs and thugs? No. They explained that the violence was by patients and families and was directed at doctors, nurses, and dentists. Angry patients, it seemed, felt ignored by doctors who didn't take the time to listen to them, who spent too little time with them, or ignored their real problems. Other patients were unhappy with the outcomes of their surgery or procedures. The faculty explained the root cause of the anger was a lack of communication that was so profound it resulted in people wanting to physically hurt their doctor. The problem is so serious that many of the best, most capable students are choosing not to go into health-related fields because of the danger. And current medical students told me that they're considering leaving medicine, or at least leaving the country to practice because of the danger. Really? Medicine is too dangerous? The police, the fire department, the military, they're inherently dangerous professions. But the practice of medicine? Acquiring infections like HIV, Ebola, and hepatitis have been known risks in medicine, but murder was not something that I regularly thought about, at least until Dr. Michael Davidson was killed by an angry family member earlier this winter in Boston. It's not that doctors or nurses are any more important than police, but we're trained to think of ourselves as part of the solution, a team with the patient. I was told the problem in China is that there is no primary care. Doctors and patients have no meaningful relationship. Then add to this the lack of an appointment system so that people sit for hours and hours just hoping to see a doctor. When, say, a worried mother brings her infant son to the doctor with a high fever, she's scared. However, when the doctor doesn't even consider it serious after a six-hour wait and tells the mother to simply take some herbal tea or buy an over-the-counter medicine, mom feels cheated and she leaves still worried about her son. Other patients feel doctors suggest surgery only to increase their income, not because the patients really need it. Also, there's no legal or malpractice system, so the only recourse for angry patients is violence. I think the lesson for us may be that if our medical system doesn't begin to take people's concerns seriously, listen, and engage with them, things could deteriorate to such an extent that patients take matters into their own hands. And in that situation, no one will win. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.